Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Happy Tuesday. Every Tuesday at 4, we get a couple of our buddies together and we do the think tank. Today we have St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman and Representative Ian Mackey, who have just kind of become like this duo. They're really good together and we like having them on. Happy holidays, boys. How are you?
Oh, you too. Right. Doing great. Yeah. Getting ready. Counting down. 9 days until Christmas.
Someone just had a birthday?
I did just have a birthday. Yeah. I was, as the snow came through St. Louis, and I was just saying it was nice to sort of, you know, I had to get out, and nobody else was out. So it was nice to kind of have the town to myself back on the first. That was fun.
That's great.
And despite what Sarah Fenske told everybody, I am 39 years old, not 40.
Okay. You know how she lies.
To be clear.
You know how she makes a big difference.
That's how you know you've made it, though, is if your birthday makes it in the St. Louis Daily Newsletter.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. That's very cool. It's so funny. It's such a cliche because I'm 61 and 40 sounds like a baby. And when I was 40, it didn't sound like a baby.
Yeah, no.
Right? It's just like, it's just so different.
Yeah, no, it feels the same way. And you know, I'm, of course, coming to the end of my legislative time now, 8 years, and I reflect on that. And to me, it feels like 8 months. It feels like I just, the only campaign I ran was my very first campaign in 2018. Doesn't feel like I had any other campaign in the meantime. It doesn't feel like hardly anything's happened in the meantime, but it's been almost a decade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve, I know you're going to hate this, but we need to talk at least a little bit about the president's response to Rob Reiner's death, just because, in my estimation, it has made as big a splash anti-Trump as anything I've seen him do. Anything politically, probably not as big as January 6th, but it was just so visceral losing someone like Rob Reiner, who everyone seemed to love. He's very, very liberal and very anti-Trump. It seemed like a really good human being. And then for the president to make it about himself and Trump derangement syndrome, and a lot of Republican politicians are now coming out and saying that that was not cool. You shouldn't do that. How did it hit you, both of you?
Well, my mother passed away about 4 years ago. And if I had said what the president said when my mother was still alive, I would have been in big, big trouble. And I hope now that she's gone, I would never say something like that about a deceased person.
Not the Ellman way.
And especially, you know, I mean, we were talking earlier today, actually, with Colleen and I were talking about this. And yeah, you know, when he was playing Meathead, I was about the same age as he, a little younger. You know, I agree with Meathead more than Archie. Of course, today, when I watch the reruns, I tend to agree with Archie more.
Funny.
But, you know, I mean, that's kind of
it's life.
Yeah, it just wasn't appropriate, you know. So I don't know what else I can say except that.
Yeah, Ian, how'd it hit you?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's, I feel like it's the sort of onset of the lame duck presidency, I guess, you know, heading into a midterms that, you know, it's still a year away. Obviously, so much can happen, but seems to be tilting, you know, towards the Democrats. And then to have, you know, a president that's not eligible to run again, who knows what will happen in the meantime, but not eligible to run again. And folks, you know, jockeying for the replacement, you know, realizing that this is the era of MAGA is sunsetting because of our constitutional term limits. And so people are, you know, jockeying for positions of power and trying to distance themselves from the past and create a new way forward. And I think it's just the lame duck status that any president would face in their second term that we're seeing draw out this criticism that, like you said, we haven't seen before. So I'm not going to give them enough credit to think that they're heartfelt enough and mad enough to actually
make a change.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know any more than anyone else, but just, you know how when you're going to kick a football, you know where to start and when you just like you feel it out. And I sort of feel that about the most extreme of MAGA. I don't think Republicans are going anywhere in the next 3 years, but I feel like in my personal life, I've had half a dozen of my friends who are really MAGA in the past 6 months say, I'm no longer MAGA. I've always been a Reagan Republican. And I supported Trump, and I'll support him until he's no longer president, but don't reference me as MAGA anymore. So I just feel like that's going to kind of diminish by the end of this term.
I actually heard some polling results today, and don't get me wrong, Trump is still very, very strong in Missouri. But yeah, there's been some slippage, especially on certain issues. And you can probably guess what they are.
Yeah.
And maybe the one we just talked about will be another one.
Yeah.
There we are.
His chief of staff didn't help him out much today. Did you see that?
She sure did not.
Susie Wiles?
No. Yeah. What did she do?
Oh, she gave an interview to Vanity Fair.
Over about a year period, like different interviews, yeah.
And she's saying that she was misquoted. And we all know I've been misquoted. You know, never anything important, because I'm never interviewed on anything important. But that happens. But she said that she grew up, Pat Summerall was her dad, and he was an alcoholic. And said, even though Trump doesn't drink, he has an alcoholic personality. That Pam Bondi whiffed on the Epstein case. That all of the prosecutions that she's seen through the DOJ in the first term have been vindictive. Like, she said some things that Trump's not going to like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, J.D. Vance is a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, she really just kind of ticked down the list and just sort of confirmed a lot of suspicions about people in the top reins of the Trump administration. And really strange that it would come from a chief of staff. They're usually the most disciplined.
Protective.
Because they're in charge of disciplining everybody else from doing exactly that. So, yeah, a little strange. And really, I think the first time that she's even made news, the first time I feel like I've heard her name since she's become the chief of staff.
Yeah,
and then to
been
do it in this
scenes.
Way. Yeah, be curious to see how that plays out.
So I want to talk about something you're not going to see coming at all. And Steve, you've dealt with it out in St. Charles. And I heard Hancock and Kelly talking about it, I think on Hancock and Kelly's show on Fox 2. And I think they were both for it. John definitely was. And that's data centers. I know in St. Charles you went through all of that. And now they're talking about the armory or maybe over on the east side. And I heard Michael make the point a few months ago that St. Louis is not Chicago because we bet on steamboats and not trains. And he doesn't want to see data centers be the next train. And John Hancock was very much in support of it. He thinks that, look, there's a lot of money in this. St. Louis is not the nation's leader in anything. We could be the nation's leader in data centers. Just thoughts.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we have to do it in the right way. And I think we'll be tackling this issue, at least to some extent, in Jeff City. You know, we have to get our hands around the utility rates. I think that's the biggest issue that we face in terms of what they do to our electric grid. And so if we can create policy that makes them a fair market participator, but still, you know, promotes, you know, their existence in our state, then that's what we have to do, because we can't have people's utility rates increasing 30% just because we have a data center. That's not going to be sustainable. If we can get our hands around that, mitigate the environmental impacts, which they've done, you know, the environmental activists in Canada Kansas City, had great success coming together with folks who wanted to put a data center there, mitigated a lot of those factors. I know those concerns existed in St. Charles. That's more of a local issue. I think at the state level, we've really got to mitigate the impact on the utility grid. If we can do that, absolutely. I mean, we have the space. One thing we have in our region is tons of empty space, especially in our city. And it absolutely makes sense if we do it the right way that this is something we ought to do.
Well, you guys already passed a bill last year dealing with the electricity rates, didn't you?
Not as it related to data centers, but as it related to building new infrastructure, yes.
Oh, building, yeah. And that wouldn't apply to the data centers?
No, it wouldn't apply to private contracts between data centers and utility company.
Okay.
No, that would have to be a separate issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the same polling that I mentioned earlier asked people about this issue, and it was pretty polarized. Quite a few people really for it and quite a few people really against it, and then, you know, varying degrees in between. You know, the problem out in St. Charles, it just wasn't presented very well. And basically, it was just it was a good idea, just in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not sure exactly what the right place is. There's a lot of things need to go into this, but yeah, we need to have it, but we don't need to have it next to somebody's neighborhood, and that was the problem out there. It was just it was the location, and like I say, we got plenty of space. We actually have quite a bit of electricity, and it's cheaper than a lot of other places in the country, and we certainly have a lot of water. Not just during floods, but all the time. So this ought to be a place somewhere in Missouri, somewhere near the region, where we can find a location that isn't going to create these problems.
Yeah. Yeah. Rach, you have thoughts?
I don't know if I have any thoughts. What are the main things that people push back on, aside from the two things you mentioned, Ian, like the electrical rates and then any environmental issues? Are there other things? Was it kind of a NIMBY thing, like not in my backyard, but maybe somewhere else?
Well, there was already. In fact,
or are there more fears about, like, who is this and what are they storing? And
the area where they want to put this right now, there's actually a lawsuit right now. The city and the county have a lawsuit against Ameren because there are some already environmental problems from various chemicals that were put in the soil years ago. So people thought about that. The other problem is we're a non-attainment area as far as air quality is concerned, and they were going to burn diesel fuel, I guess, to do this process. And the fact that they were burning a fuel, there was some concern about would keep us from getting out of the non-attainment area. I mean, there was a lot of arguments there, and the problem out there was before they actually presented the positive arguments, they had a meeting, everybody showed up and was against it. So the first thing that most people read about it was the negative.
Yeah.
Well, weren't they being extremely secretive?
Shifty.
Yeah, did we know who it was?
Yeah, did we know what it was for?
I don't think in that case we did, right? I do think you're right.
I think that was one of the things that I heard people saying is that we don't even know what company this is.
We don't know what company
is.
It is that's bidding on this. Yeah, that's true.
And there was some kind of... Maybe I'm wrong, but was there a confidentiality thing that doesn't allow anybody to say?
Well, there was a confidentiality.
Right.
And I of course, wasn't asked to sign it because we weren't part of the decision-making process. But I'll tell you what I could tell you the rumor, what it was, what the rumor was, it was Google.
Oh, all right.
Don't know if that's true.
But it also is going to get, this is why I asked the question the way that I did. Because when you're presenting this without a name attached to it, of course people are suspicious.
Yeah.
Why won't you tell us who it is? Or why do they not want us to know?
Well, I had a real problem with it because I was trying to wait and hear all the evidence before I made up my mind. But we lived a half a mile.
Oh.
Yeah, we lived
real close,
about a half a mile from this, and my wife had already made up her mind, and she was against it. So I was swimming against the tide, so to speak. And as it turned out, we didn't have to participate one way or the other.
Well, we're out of time. That went by fast.
Okay, it did. Yeah.
So Merry Christmas to both of you. Thanks for being on the show.
Merry Christmas.
All the best in 2026.
Thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
425 DGS. Sharon Osbourne says that she did not go ahead with her suicide pact with Ozzy because she didn't want to do that to her kids. But if it weren't for them, she would have done it 100%.
Yeah, there was a rumor that they had that agreement in some way, shape, or form. It's a good reason, though, to break that, and I'm sure Oz is cool with that.
I would think so. Today is chocolate-covered anything day.
Mm.
What's the best chocolate-covered thing?
Man, I like a chocolate-covered pretzel myself.
Not bad. Not bad.
Chocolate-covered peanut butter or a chocolate-covered cherry, though, probably elites.
Talking my language, Wheels.
Yeah.
I had a moment with a chocolate-covered banana one time.
I've heard of this.
What about chocolate-covered bugs?
I've had them.
Yeah. I would try.
They're no worse than Raisinettes.
Oh. Man. Except they're bugs.
I like Raisinettes.
Yeah,
they're fine.
Do you?
They're fine.
They were good movie candy back in the day. Until I got turned on to snow caps.
Oh, I love me some snow caps.
Those are the best.
Love me some snow caps.
Oh, boy, I like snow caps.
That was my, I've told the story before, but that was my first run-in with unfairness. When I would go to the Saturday matinees with Eddie O'Neill, and I would get a dollar, which wasn't bad.
Oh, I get you some stuff.
You could get popcorn and a soda or candy and a soda. You just couldn't get all three. Story of my life. And Eddie got a five. And he would get stars. Stars were like snow caps without the white stuff on them.
Yeah, yeah.
And he would get the orange drink in a plastic orange. And then when you're done, you'd roll it down and hit someone's legs. Like, it was just, he was living like a millionaire. And then my dad, famously, at McDonald's when I was a kid, I could get a hamburger, french fries, and a Coke, or two hamburgers and a Coke, but never two hamburgers, french fries, and a Coke. And one day, I ordered hamburger, french fries, and a Coke, and he goes, sure you don't want two burgers? I was like, can I get two burgers? He's like, tell you what, you can get a Big Mac.
Oh.
That's honestly, it sounds goofy, but one of the best moments between me and my dad.
No, it doesn't sound goofy. It sounds
sweet. Also a thing you remember. It's weird, because I remember the first time I had a Big Mac. It was on vacation in Florida. We were in Orlando and staying at a hotel in Kissimmee, and we went in, and I said, I want a Big Mac. And my dad said, okay. And I was like, what? And they always told me no.
I might need one tonight.
How old were you when you did
that?
Gosh, I don't know. Teenager?
Okay.
Young teenager?
I think I was 11 or 12 the first time I was permitted to order a Big Mac.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.